USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is disputing intelligence given to House lawmakers that Russia is actively meddling in the 2020 election to help the president win. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that he sees no signs of Russia helping the GOP.
I haven't seen any intelligence that Russia is doing anything to attempt to get President Trump reelected. I think this is the same old story that we've heard before. I've seen the reports from that briefing at the Intel Committee. I wasn't there, but I've seen no intelligence that suggests that. I've also heard from the briefers that that's not what they intended the story to be.
Italy is the latest country trying to contain the coronavirus, with 3 deaths and 150 cases reported. Overall, worldwide, there's 77,000 cases and over 2,400 deaths in China. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There are increases in coronavirus infections in Iran, South Korea, and Italy. And it's now having a major impact in economies in Asia and Europe. The BBC's Mark Lowen.
The region worst affected is Lombardy around Milan. Its mayor said schools are closing, as well as universities, libraries and museums. It's just a precaution, he added. We don't want to create panic. An Armani fashion show in Milan is going ahead without any buyers or press. The two regions worst hit make up 30% of the Italian economy. Nearby Venice has been lit up by its famous carnival this week, but with cases growing in the area, it will now be cut short.
Austria halted train service to and from Italy after suspicions that a train at its southern border had 2 passengers suspected of having the virus on board. So far, there have been 77,000 cases worldwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An NHL superstar continues to make history. With that story, here's USA's John Hunt.
Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals became only the 8th player to score 700 career goals, reaching the milestone against the New Jersey Devils. The 34-year-old Russian forward one timed a slap shot from the right circle that went off the post. It was his 42nd goal of the season, just one behind Boston's David Pastrnak and Toronto's Austin Matthews. Wayne Gretzky leads the career list with 894 goals, followed by Gordie Howe, Jaromir Jagr, Brett Hull, Marcel Dion, Phil Esposito, and Mike Gardner is next up for Ovi at 708 goals. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There's a new WBC heavyweight champion, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the 7th round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight he made no excuses.
Like I said, we come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big-time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.